Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Friday, the 3rd of October. Today is US Employment Report Friday. Except, of course, it is not. The impenetrable fog of government shutdown has descended over the US economy, and as is widely known, it's very difficult to find your way around in a dense fog. We get no reliable signals of the state of the US labour market, not that real-time official data was that reliable in the first place, as low fear of unemployment is perhaps the most critical defensive line keeping the United States from recession. This is frustrating. There has been some confusion about the cost of the shutdown to the US economy. The US Council of Economic Advisers has created some of this uncertainty by apparently forgetting to adjust for annualization in their calculations. If they did in fact fail to account for annualization, it would mean that their estimates are four times the likely outcome in dollar terms. In the short term, the point is that the government shutdowns tend to do little more than shuffle economic activity between different time periods. In terms of shock, shutdowns giveth and then shutdowns taketh away. This is because, provided the back pay is paid, federal employees will lose during the shutdown and then get everything they lost paid back when the shutdown ends. They will have to use savings and credit to smooth their consumption between those two periods, which is not something that happens in normally functioning economies, but which US government workers should be prepared for. There are some costs that will not be paid back. A national park that has closed is less likely to get a later surge in visitors, and the private sector tourism businesses that are affected by this are less likely to get a rebound too. But these are relatively small economic impacts. The caveat to this is that back pay does need to be paid back. If employees are fired rather than furloughed, and thus have little prospect of being repaid, then the economic damage is likely to be greater. That economic damage may be magnified by creating fear of unemployment. This is why the distinction between furlough and firing matters. Current French Prime Minister Le Cornu is holding talks over the budget process with legislators today. Markets are not likely to get too excited about this. The state of French politics at the moment means that there's not a great deal of optimism about significant economic policy change coming through the legislature. Meanwhile, ECB President Lagarde is speaking again, and markets will continue to ignore the remarks. There's not much uncertainty around the near-term central bank policy of the euro area. The uncertainty is reserved for the US Federal Reserve. US Treasury Secretary Bessent did not declare whatever it takes over Argentina, telling media yesterday that they would do what is necessary, and then later clarifying that what is necessary did not mean money. Foreign exchange dealers appear to think that US money is in fact necessary, and the Argentinian peso came under selling pressure, although the Argentinian Central Bank appears to have stepped into the foreign exchange markets and sold dollars again. This is not a sustainable situation over the long term without a sustainable supply of dollars, as anyone who lived through the Asian financial crisis can testify. So the US commitment to Argentina is likely to remain an investor focus. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.